I don't get it.
I'll explain. Yeah. So basically what it is that, right, we're live on YouTube, like they could watch us, but we also record our audio so we could put it on SoundCloud, iTunes, all that bullshit. That's what we're talking about starting. Yeah,
well, we record the whole podcast and put it on YouTube too later. But yeah. So we don't want to upload the whole thing where it's like we just talking nonsense in the beginning.
And
like
you kind of want to,
you know, like want to talk about swipe up. So we just get it to where we're like, oh, hey, blah, blah. But we've been live
for the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, but we've been live.
Exactly. But we've been live for like 5 minutes already.
For every trade, there's
For 8 minutes, actually.
8 minutes, yeah. We've been
live. Damn, that took fucking long. Welcome, everyone. This is episode 5 of the Cam Girl versus House Phone Show. Last week, I said it was episode 5 last week, but no, this is officially episode 5.
Episode 5.
House Phone hates it when I do numbering of the shows. But I have a reason for my madness, is that I'm modeling my life after Joe Budden, and Joe Budden's podcast has numbers. And just think about it. If we're at episode 2,558,
you want to know that?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, we're like, hey, we came from episode 5 to 2,558.
Are we even going to be able to make it that long without
killing
each other? Yeah.
2,000 days is,
We do every week.
We do every week.
So it'll be 2,500 whatever weeks.
6 years, like a little bit over 6 years.
Jesus Christ.
I've known you for three?
First of all, your math is on point. You just did that off the dome. No fucking...
Why is there red dots?
Chris Long got the red dot on the fucking wall like a fucking creep.
Hey, just so y'all know, niggas is strapped up around here.
Oh,
nowadays.
My God.
Hey, man.
So don't even try to fucking pull up on here right now.
Hey,
idiots.
Man.
Idiots.
For real.
But wait, before we get more started, we want to introduce our special guest. Do you want to do the honors?
The specialist guest.
Most specialist.
The most special guest in the building. Trophy, a.k.a. Big Narco, a.k.a. the Narco Wave Boss.
Woo!
Hey, how the fuck you doing today, man?
We good, man. I'm chilling with y'all. We hanging out.
Exactly.
Welcome.
You sipping on some Vest soda.
Yep, I just bought this from y'all for $7.
How's it tasting?
Which is $6 too much than it should have been.
I'm about to pour it up right now. We're going to see it at Exotic Pop, you know.
Do you mind me asking you what type of lean do you have?
In my cup?
Yeah, because I don't drink lean. I found out that Qualitas is mid-lean.
Well, there's no more Qualitas anymore, so damn. If you find Qualitas nowadays, it's either really old or it's fake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, I thought you were going to say it's really expensive. I was like, fuck, I'm going to sell it.
Is it? Mm. Is it expensive now?
I have Qualitas.
Yeah. When you find it, you got some?
I have this much left. I got it because my mom was really sick, and she got it from her doctor.
Was your mom pouring up, like in Sprites and shit?
No, but she was drinking a lot. No, I literally have this much left.
That much is like worth like
$70. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much?
60, 70 bucks.
I mean, I
thought you were
saying
$600. I'm like, damn, nigga.
Is promethazine without codeine still lean?
No.
Oh. Can I just add codeine to it?
What do you mean? Where the fuck you can get codeine by itself from?
I don't know.
Not like, I mean, you could, but
I don't know shit about lean.
I'm on live right now, bro. I'm going to hit you.
Tell them to tune in. Tune in.
Oh, tune in, Zay.
Yeah, tune in, Zay.
Shout out Zay, the producer, around time, man.
Yeah, shout out Zay.
Yeah, shout out Zay.
Who's Zay?
Is that the guy that came last time with you?
Let me hit.
The Asian guy?
No.
Shout out my Asian community. Fang. Shout out my nigga Fang.
Yo,
Fang is the fucking goat, bro.
Yeah, man.
Honestly.
My nigga
shout
Fang.
Out Purple K. Shout out motherfucking Young God. Shout out the whole Narco Wave. Shout out Hesh.
McCoy.
Shout out everybody, man. Oh, yeah. Hesh. Shout out McCoy.
How does one join Narco Wave? Because me and him have talked about we're going to join.
I'm already an honorary member.
I'm not yet. I want to be.
Basically, hold on, my bad. I'm texting.
Oh, you get it.
It's okay.
We basically, like, you know, usually we just find you and then be like, yo, we fucking with you, you know?
Mm, you got to get recruited.
Yeah, you got to get kind of recruited. But, I mean, y'all is already in the door. I already invited you to come by, so you good.
Hello, I have probably... 1 foot in.
Yeah.
The first time I went to your house, I didn't even know where I was going or what I was getting myself into.
How did you end up there?
I really don't even remember, honestly.
We were texting and we were DMing.
Yeah, that's no. I mean, even before, like the first time, I went to your house, I think I like went with like Hesh or somebody and just randomly or like.
You
some
probably
shit
went
like that.
With Hesh. I feel like
just on some random shit, you know.
Hesh about to drop a new album.
Shut up! Really?
What?
How's it sounding?
I was listening to his old. Have you ever heard his first tape?
I just I didn't know he made a tape. I just remember the song, like, fuck, house, phone.
Oh, you
fuck,
heard that one?
House, phone.
Oh,
no,
I ain't never heard of.
We need to play that.
Phone, yeah, him and the homie made a diss song to me, and that shit was hella funny.
That's awesome.
It was hella funny, though.
Nah, he about to make his official comeback. Like,
nice. Hey, he definitely should.
Like, it's like he said, like, he's still here. He never left, and he's back again.
Like, I was looking at his numbers the other day. Like, his song had, like, 100,000 plays or something.
That's crazy. Man,
he's, it's like some people are just a natural, you know? God, he's one of those dudes that he's just a natural, man. He's just doing his thing.
Speaking of natural and just, like, finding your way into shit, how did you find your way into this whole situation that you're in now? You feel me?
Watch his 30-minute expose.
Yeah, watch my 30-minute expose.
You literally got a whole...
You got a whole expose.
Right.
Y'all niggas tune in and watch that shit.
Tune in and watch that. That's facts. That's right.
Question. Is your billboard still up?
Which one?
Like, all of them are down, but there's gonna be a few about to go back up. I got another project about to drop, so...
How does it work? Is it like a one-month lease or something?
Yeah, they lease it to you. You can go long-term, too. You can be like, I want that bitch for a year, but...
Damn.
If you do it
it's
for,
cheaper if you do it for a year, but I mean,
it's cheaper if you do it for a year.
It's cheaper in terms of incrementally, but it's not cheaper like for somebody like us.
That's
like,
facts. You know? Damn,
if you
that's
do it
crazy,
for a
though.
Year, can you switch out the picture or does that?
Now you could do all of that. It just costs, like, usually they'll give you a price for the billboard and then they'll be like, and it's an extra $800 for the fucking
to take
it
down.
Yeah,
because it's like a fucking 75-foot.
That shit is crazy, bro.
I was trying to see if I could get them to give them to me and shit.
Man.
And then just roll them hoes up. And then just like one day later on, like build a giant mansion and do a like wall of walls with them.
That'd be crazy.
Like have them get damn. Like
get
have them take
back.
It down.
Because, yeah, I mean, what do they do with that? Just throw it away?
They probably just throw them away.
Yeah, because I'm like, what is it? Is it like, it's we not should, like you paint
you
it.
Know what we should do? We should, when we get rich, house fund, we should get with people like that and we should take them and get them to donate them and we build like houses for people in like third world countries with like
and but have vinyl. the billboard vinyls with them
like the vinyl like use the vinyls to like you know to stop the rain from coming into people's huts or some shit like that's
hey,
your
idea. Hey any way to give back and to fucking help people out I always respect that you feel me that's something that you always like talk about and that shit that you like
I think it's really important
you
yeah.
push forward is like you know like doing shit for the community and helping people out. I see you help a lot of motherfuckers out every day, bro, on some real shit.
I don't even be looking at it like that, though. Like,
yeah.
Everybody, like, I just be, like, I'm not very often going to tell people no, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, I feel you. Unless it's some outrage.
What if I just ask you for, like...
Somebody hit me up the other day asking me for money on the internet, and I was just
somebody
like,
you didn't even know?
Nah, it was just some, like, dude that, like...
Like
I've never met him. He was like a fan and he was cool. And I told him, but I just told him, I was like, I can't, I got too many people I'm taking care of right now to just take care of you.
Yeah.
I was like, I just gave him some advice. Like the best thing would be to do is like start Ubering right now or Lyft because they pay you that day or whatever you got to do. Like if you're late on rent, like, and you got a car, like just turn on your Lyft app and go get
literally.
Some money.
Like there's lots of ways that you can make money.
Hell yeah.
That's like,
I mean, I take care of a lot of people though, or a lot of people, not even take care, but just people just ask me for favors and shit.
Asked you if I could borrow $1,000 right now, would you let me? You could say
not
no.
right now, like yeah, here, right now.
No.
But yeah, I'd be like, I mean,
wouldn't
if
do
it
that
was
to
like,
you.
Like, if you was like, yo, I need $1,000, I'd be like, what for? Like,
exactly.
What about a good
like,
reason?
If you were like, dude, I swear to God, like, I need. And then usually, like, I've done that before for people, but usually what I'll do is I'll be like, all right, well, I'm going to go with you to pay it.
So you know for sure
that
they're not bullshitting.
Yeah, that's what they're using for,
They're not on some weird
like,
shit.
Like, I'll be like, my homie's like, yo, I need, you know. Something for probation. Like, all right, cool. I'm gonna go with you.
I'm gonna go with you to the probation office.
Like, I'm gonna go, like, cause they gonna make payments at, like, you know,
at the thing. Yeah,
come on,
see,
so I'm gonna go with you. You go, I'm gonna go see you. Put this money in there. Like,
see, but that comes back to like just you being knowledgeable of like whatever the situation is. You feel me?
Right.
Cause like if you didn't know that and you were just giving, you know, like that's like you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. You teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime.
I mean, you know, I'm older, so I'm an OG. I done been through a lot of shit, bro. Like, yeah. I done been through everything everybody's been through. I've been through that shit. So it's like, you know, I just learned. I learned from what I was doing and shit.
That's facts.
I feel like we should get a billboard.
Y'all should.
Campbell versus House Phone show.
Bro, that shit will be fire.
Oh, God.
Y'all really should, and it should be right here on Melrose.
We got to...
Adam should bankroll it.
Hey, somebody...
Facts. That nigga's rich, bro. Hey, Adam, bro.
Do we know how
Adam,
rich
where
Adam
is this nigga
is?
Adam at right
I mean,
now?
He
probably like
account.
Adam's probably on some yacht right now with Lena.
Bro.
Watching the sunset or some shit. I'm fucking...
I think he's like at home playing with his...
Saint-Tropez or some shit.
He probably at home fucking
Or at the office playing Zelda.
Oh, Zelda. He plays Zelda.
He's been playing Zelda a lot.
Yo, me and Adam would get along, bro. Zelda was my favorite game growing up. What?
That shit was busting on like the N64 and shit like that.
I stopped playing games as soon as you could turn around.
Yeah.
As soon as you could turn around in the game, I was out.
Oh, like you mean like where it's like too much of the world you can explore in the game? Like you like
when Zelda got to the one, I think it was on whichever one it was, where it just started being like where you could like turn all the way around.
You could only go forward at first.
Okay, I know what you mean.
Forward and side
like
to side.
Like a flat screen video game. That's my shit.
Yeah, facts. Hey, man.
As far as I could go is like Street Fighter or like Mortal Kombat.
You're not playing like Wii and shit?
Hell nah. I mean, with my kids, kids want to play, I'm going to play it, you know? But I don't be playing like no, what do they be? All this shit they be playing, like Madden and all of that shit. Like,
bro, yeah, my homie, so technical
my homie was playing some playing samurai game the other day, and it's like you're like in the fucking forest, like in the woods, and like,
that sounds fun.
Bro, you can, but like, it's so big, it's so much shit to explore, shit to do. I'm like, damn, my nigga, how the fuck, how do you got time to just do all this? You feel me?
Motherfuckers be having time because them niggas be fucking not having wanting to do shit.
That's why, like, those video games turn into like their world that they explore instead of the real world.
Yeah. No, facts.
That's what it's they crazy. Say. That soon that's what the life gonna be. Like you're gonna be able to like, you know, that's what like Westworld's about and shit. Yeah. Like soon you're gonna be able to be in like a whole nother.
Cause I mean like virtual reality and like virtual reality games are super popular in Asia.
Yeah, they're starting to get to like, they're gonna have them to where they're gonna be like. Like you ain't never seen that movie Surrogates with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, it's like you.
Where he was like in a chair in his house, and he uploads like for hours and goes to another life. But some people just are on it. Some people get addicted to it, and then just feel like that's their life.
That's their life.
Because in their life, they're like all fixed up. You can pay to buy yourself all look, make yourself look all nice.
Yeah.
And then you could just be like some like super giant, like fucking 800 pounds.
Yeah, like just like some big rich ass nigga.
Like on some weird shit. Like that's like I'm out. Like when that shit start happening, like boy.
Man, I feel like...
I'm out. My nigga Ratchet Man in this motherfucker, man.
Hey, what's up?
Y'all niggas need to go check out Ratchet Thorn for real, man. Hey, y'all go follow my boy on Ratchet Thorn, man. He's doing the crazy Spanish reggaeton trap shit right now. Like, hey, shit crazy. Shout out my boy FKI first, too.
Shout out Original Fonny with the bandana.
Yo.
That's facts.
Ratchet Thorn, X Fonny, that boy's got... Matter of fact, you need to get with him and do some shit, bro. For real. Facts.
Speaking of clothes, shout out right now. Your fucking Narco Wave drip is going crazy right now.
My Narco Wave drip is crazy.
The Narco Arco.
We be selling out of this shit on the cool.
Bro, I know. Every time I'm like, yo. I wait like a day or two. I'm like, yo. You're like, nigga, it's gone already.
It's gone already.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah. It'd be like, especially like this one right here, this work shirt. This motherfucker sold out in 5 hours.
What was that Carhartt shit you were doing? That was tight too.
The Carhartt shit we did.
That was cool.
It was just a hoodie, and we used the C as the Narco. So that one sold out too. Like we did a lot more of those. That one sold out like in 2 days. This one was limited. We didn't do many of these. We did like 25 or something.
Yeah.
But they sold out quick.
Off camera, yo, we got to talk about, you got to plug me with the, where to get the Carhartt from for wholesale.
I got you.
I need the wholesale, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Niggas were, honestly, with the Carhartt shit, that's why it costs so expensive, because there's no wholesale.
Exactly.
They got to just buy it at regular price and then print on it. Exactly. And that's why it costs more to sell it as like a independent brand like us.
But you know, like, when you do, when you print stuff on Champion, it like technically counts as a Champion collab.
Yeah, like I heard Carhartt and I like that. I heard I heard they'll get mad at you after a while.
Especially if you're like doing like high volumes of it, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I'm about to do some Nike shit.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like shoes?
Mm. Yo, that'd be hard.
Just like hoodies and shit.
The fucking
they gonna be expensive because you have to niggas just go buy that shit at the store. Like
yeah, literally. You have to go buy it.
It's special, I feel like.
Yeah, it's still special, but you have to go physically. You have to go buy it.
Oh, you're saying it's expensive for us to make.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive for us to make because you have to go buy them for like the little $50-$60 that they is and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. I got this.
But fuck it, like whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? Like right now it's like that's what like the industry is like just doing like versatile like shit that you could wear and use a bunch of times, but like still like look good and feel like fashionable. Like, and then like niggas be needing Nike because niggas be wearing Nike. So, like, why not do some shit? Like, no one ever does that. Like, they wait that's for right. a collab. Like, bro, we not waiting on nothing no more, bro.
That shit gonna
I love this.
Yeah, just right? like we this, did with that yeah. shit with the billboards and we put it up like it was from Apple and Spotify. Like, bro, that's we're right. not waiting on nobody no more. We'll do a Nike collab today if we want. You can go do whatever the fuck you want.
That's facts.
That's what everybody gotta understand. You just yeah. gotta just do whatever you want. And then if they tell you no, well, fuck it. All right, bet.
That's
like,
after
the but I, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, bet. Well, I'm this, like,
permission.
Exactly.
Like, it's like you're trying to, like, exactly. Like, you're trying to, like, get through a maze. Like, what are you going to do? Keep trying to go through the same wall that you're looking at? No, you're just going to keep running around and you're just going to keep trying to figure it out. So, like, if you hit a wall, bet. I bet I'm going to go this way. Like,
that's fine.
That's what everybody got to be on, like, lately. Like, that's what I need everybody to be on. That's the energy I want from everybody.
Right? You got to learn how to maneuver around, man.
Yeah, fuck it. It's like, okay, all of these kids out here, like, I don't know, like, whatever, but, like, everybody want to be on No Jumper, right?
Mm-hmm.
I bet, like, nigga, you could also make your own No Jumper, nigga. Like,
man, you that's feel what me? I be like. I feel like people don't understand when I be trying to explain to them that, like, they're yeah. like, their whole life goal is like, man, I just want to, like, I want to meet you and I want to meet Adam and I want to fucking be on No Jumper and blah blah. And I'm like, you got to shoot for the stars. You want to just shoot past that,
right? Yeah. And I'm like, and that's like, bro, like, what it No Jumper is a great thing, bro.
Yeah, it's not taken
awesome
away
person,
from
you, bro. This is like, it wasn't easy. Like, believe me, like, it's not like, oh yeah, you can do it. It's not like I'm saying like, oh yeah, you can walk out of the door and it's that easy. Like, yeah. oh yeah, yeah, I can go walk out of the door. Like, it's gonna take a lot of hard work. But, like, nigga, like, you know, you just, like, if that's what you want to do, you should do it. You know what I'm saying?
Because exactly. I think, like, the misperception that kids get is, like, okay, once I meet Adam, then my life is
my
made. But it's, like,
set.
You want to make it so that Adam wants to meet you. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
not the
exactly.
other way around.
Like, that's, I mean, that's how it is with everything. Like, that's yeah. what I tell people. They go, how could we get signed? And not, like, the way y'all was just saying, like, in a real way. They, like, hit me yeah. every day, like, on DMs. Yeah. Especially, like, all these, like, documentaries are coming out mm-hmm. and, like, mm-hmm. interviews and producer grind and No Jumper, all of this shit. Like, everything's coming out. And, like, everybody been hitting me. And I'm just like, I'm like, bro, like, you just got to make enough noise to where people notice you. And then that's all you need.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, make people notice
like,
you.
Like, you shouldn't even be.
Don't walk up to people and tell them, notice me. Make enough noise where people go and look at you.
Yeah.
Like, that's oh, how it works.
You
like,
know?
That's how it works. Like,
that's 1,000% facts.
Facts. So, yep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, just, we could just start, like, really, we could just get up a bullet. We, you know, if we do this again, next time we'll bring a bulletin board and we could just do school class.
Hey,
rich, big
just teach let
I mean,
on
I
God.
Would tune
saying?
Into
I
this.
I just give hella game out.
Yeah.
Bro, I love giving game out. Like,
man, I tell this nigga all the time. I'm like, bro, like, whenever I go hang out with them and I'm over at the house, like, I just fucking.
What, like, taking notes?
Bro, it's damn near in my head, though. I'm just like, yeah. I just shut the fuck up. I'd be posted. I'm just really just like, you know, because it's real, like I feel like that's where we're at now is, like, people don't really have any structure or, like, a lot of young niggas coming up. Like, you're kind of your own big homie, you know, if you don't got no brothers, you ain't got no fucking older cousins, you ain't got no dad, you ain't got nobody really teaching you. It's like, nigga, like, everybody's running around out here lost and shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know. Listen to my next album. I talk a lot about that. Big Narco Volume 2, The Life of a Narco. That shit gonna drop soon.
What's up with this Narcos in Paris? What's
man.
Up with that?
What is
I
that?
Want Ratchet Man
about?
To go out there with me. I'm really waiting on my boy Ratchet Thone to go out there, but, like, I think we're gonna try to plan a trip in the next 2 months.
Bro.
What are you doing out there?
Huh?
What are you doing out
Can
there?
Can you speak on the whole situation?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it ain't even a big deal. Like, my boy Brodinski
oh,
is my
amazing.
Partner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so we're
yeah.
gonna go. It's gonna be me and Young God. Which is our main producer, which
Shout
is like
out
the
to
foundation.
Fucking
Young God and McCoy,
bro.
Like the foundation of Narco Wave. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
We got some Fang and, beats on the way too.
Yeah, Fang. Yep. Shout out Fang. Shout out my nigga Fang. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Boo Bang.
That's Kim's long lost brother.
I'm down. He looks high. I like him.
But what was I saying?
Oh, about
oh, bro, this.
What are you guys
yeah,
doing
yeah.
out
so
there?
Like, yeah, I'm gonna go out there. So we gonna go out there and go do some shit.
That's crazy.
We're gonna go out there to Paris and we're gonna do, like, we're gonna record an EP. It's gonna be called Narcos in Paris. It'll be me, Young God, and Brodinski.
How'd you get linked up with him? He's like a legend in
man,
like,
bro, he
the
hit me.
World. That's
oh God,
crazy.
Bro. Yeah.
Oh God, bro. Brodinski That's... is the coolest nigga, bro. Like, it's not even like, bro. Bro, like, Brodinski is how it should work. Like, the way I met Brodinski exactly. is how it should work, bro. He a legendary dude. He saw my music. He thought I was hard, and he reached out, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And, like, especially coming from that world that he's in, too, is, like, bro, like, I've seen him, like, do that to, like, like a couple people, like really, like, you know, like fucking.
She's pretty tapped into like hip hop.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Randomly,
he, like, doesn't he work with Hoodrich Pablo Juan a lot?
They had like a tape together. Fucking yeah. this other guy from 6-0. They like he put him, well, not put him on, but like they did a tape too. Remember that one little kid that he fucking was
Reek,
bro. Yeah,
Reek going up. What's Reek? Shout out Reek.
How old is he?
I got a song
now?
With Reek on that project.
Really?
I'm on that project.
How old is wait, from back then, really?
On the project that he dropped with Brodinski, mm-hmm. I'm on that hoe.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm on that project. Me and him got a song on there. We recorded it at my crib.
We bullied
everybody be recording at
we
my
bullied
crib.
The homie Yuri.
You recorded at my crib.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I got some heat.
We're gonna do a narco project too.
Let's do it, bro.
Shout out.
We got like three songs already tapped in. Me and you got on your beat.
Oh, I made a beat for
you. He made a beat for me.
Yo, that's exclusive as fuck.
Hey,
and that bitch is a banger too.
That shit was actually hard. I slapped that the other day. Me and fucking Young Guy. Me and Young Guy got like two. And then me and GT.
This nigga House Phone rap crazy, bro. This nigga House Phone like going there and then just like. It's crazy. Like, he just like does it all in one take. Like,
I try to.
It'd be weird. Like, I don't understand how he does that.
Are you one take House Phone?
Man, damn near I wish.
The one and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Like, honestly,
like 1.5 take if you average it.
Like, it's like.
You could average it to 1.5 take.
You gotta round it up.
Yeah, no, like, not just like or down. Like, it's like sometimes it's one, sometimes it's two.
Cause you know why?
So it averages out to 1.5.
You know why, bro? Like, honestly, like, I feel like. I can't get it to sound the same if I don't try to record it all together. Like, that's why I never try to go back and add some shit later, because it's just, I'm bad at it.
Yeah, I feel like also, like, the vibe is different.
Exactly.
And, like, if you don't use the same mic and all that shit, it just sounds so weird.
It has a lot to just do with, like, that has a lot to do with, like, learning, like, right now I got it with the project about to get out. I'm frustrated as fuck because I listen to it too much.
Yeah,
you can get over it, but this one I'm not over none of the songs. I'm just, I'm used to the way they exactly sound. So as we mix them.
Yeah.
I got my boy, shout out my boy JB. He also be mixing Ratchet
Throne
shit.
Definitely need a good engineer.
Like, as we mix them and shit, like, it changes them a little bit, and I'll be like, fuck, I don't know if I like it no more. Like,
yeah.
And it'll really just be because you got demoitis
so
and shit. Your ears get used to a certain thing. Shit like that.
I want to start making
music. That's why,
again.
Like, whenever you start, like, when you said you don't go back and want to fuck with it. So, like, I used to be like that too. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to be like, bro, don't let me hear no beats because if I hear the beat, I'm not going to be able to rap to it later. To rap to it right now.
Yeah.
But then as you just get more into music, you learn how to make it, you get more comfortable with it, you'll be able to do shit like that.
No, that's facts. I mean, no, like I used to say that I didn't even want to, like, to sit there while the nigga made the beat because I would, like, get over hearing it too many times. But
facts.
Like you said, you have to learn how to adjust and how to, like, you know, how to tap into those parts and, like, really push yourself. That's really the thing. A lot of niggas just be doing shit and just letting it come out however and just dropping shit every fucking day. I mean, you can drop shit however you want, but you gotta really, like, take the time to try to craft your shit and really, like, you know,
facts.
Put
Not
your
facts.
All into it.
Shout out Zay just hit me and told me my chain was backwards.
Yo.
Zay the newest to sign to Narco, bro. That nigga from Houston, he's fire.
He's stupid fire.
He's fire.
I got a beat from him and Chase the Money that I haven't rapped on yet, but I'm gonna get on that. Zay, you gave me to it already, so don't try to take it back, Zay.
Well, you just hear it, like, from another artist tomorrow.
Yeah, right? Like, oh, man, I know.
That's happened to me before.
Yeah?
I got a beat from, like, hella sketchy, and then, like, 3 months later, I heard someone else on the beat.
You know what's funny?
That happens a lot, though. Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of the time, it's like...
Zay Tobin does that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, for producers, we try not to do it because I'm a rapper, so I know what it feels like.
Yeah.
But for producers, they just feel like... Even if somebody puts out a song and it gets 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 plays, they still feel like, well, that motherfucker could get a million with somebody else. Like,
yeah, it makes sense.
And if somebody's willing to use it, they're just like, whatever, like, fuck it. Like,
whoever's going to make the hottest song, it shouldn't matter, you know? It really shouldn't.
Just like Shmurda, like, when the Shmurda song came out, that song was already out. Like, Lloyd Banks had dropped it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Lloyd Banks had dropped that one. It happened with, that just happened with another song that just came out. Like, who had it? It was like two people had to beat, and it was like one of them just blew up.
Bro, I could honestly sit here and give you like 30 examples of shit like that. Like, that, like, fucking Soulja Boy rapped on Versace
before
Migos did.
He loves saying that.
Yeah, right? Fucking, you know, it's funny. The first Comethazine song I ever heard was called Hella Choppers, and it was a remix of this song called Helicopters by Lil Flash.
Someone that made your hat told me that.
Exactly. Shout out my nigga Blazzy, bro. The homie Blazzy is the most tapped in nigga I know with music, bro. Like, literally, he showed me that too.
Yeah, he you know showed me who that. Else? He showed me like this bar for bar line too.
Bro, you know who else gets no fucking recognition that literally like what, no. made Uzi's whole career low key? Triz Low Key. Who was that?
Oh, no one.
Okay.
Well,
you ever heard of this guy named Triz Low Key?
No, I haven't.
So he signed to Aug, like ASAP and then mm-hmm. whatever, right? So he's like a writer and like does like a lot of background shit.
I said, bro, I'm about to eat the backwards.
These comments are so stupid. They're so stupid.
Yeah, these niggas retarded.
How many people we got turning that
brain? We got 420.
Right.
Time to blaze it.
Wait, listen. This is a guy named Triz Low Key, right? Uh-huh. I forgot where he's from.
Rapper?
Yeah, T-R-E-E-Z, Triz Low Key. He has this song called Watch. Where he's like, first I drop my top, then my nigga shoe, hanging out the roof, who the fuck is you? He like says that in the beginning, like uh-huh. as like an intro of the song, and then Uzi went back and took another beat from him and that line and made that whole other song. He shouts him out at the end of the song though, but it's just crazy, like he took two different aspects of this nigga's music and made
I'm gonna have to check out this guy.
I'll put you
Trees Low Key.
Trees Low Key. Yeah. Maybe I was saying Triz at first. Shout out to the homie Triz, T-R-I-Z-Z, but
I don't know who that is.
Trees Low Key. So check him out.
We should talk about some shit. Like shit, man. That happened.
It's a lot of shit been going on, man.
I think the first most important thing is rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in peace to the legend himself, man. South Central fucking myth. He's like a damn myth, low key.
Yeah, so I mean, he's
the greatest of all time, bro. For real, for real. Like you gotta, like, you go back and look at all the other rappers and everything, and see what he did, and mm-hmm. it's like you gotta like.
Nobody
the
did.
Greatest of all time now.
Nobody went to the lengths that he did to give back to like his community, and fucking show love.
I mean, I'm sure people have like a lot of people have done a lot of stuff.
I mean, like, not recently though.
I mean, people do shit like you just don't fact. Really see it a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Chance did a lot of shit, of course, and Dr. Dre's done a lot of shit.
Kendrick and all them
Kendrick
do a lot
and
of
them
shit.
Do a lot
they
of
do
shit.
A lot of shit.
1500 and 1500 or nothing. They got like a school.
Mm-hmm. Like, damn, really? They
got school? Like it's a lot of shit, really. But it's just different because like Nip, we just know exactly who he was.
Yeah.
So like. He didn't lie. He never, like, it was like everybody knows and the people from his neighborhood know.
Man.
So it's like, you know, there's a lot of people and characters that come around, even the greats, and people will say, yeah, they were great, but who were they before? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And they don't really have too much of a story before
it's
anything.
Awful. Yeah.
And with him, it's like they know you see the whole story from day one all mm-hmm. the way to the last day, which is, it's just sad to say, like, I ain't even realized, like, I didn't realize Nipsey was my favorite rapper until he passed away because, like, I mean, I just always have listened to him. And I don't really listen to too much other rap anymore because we be making so much music.
Exactly. You listen to your own shit.
We just listen to what we're doing, or not even my own shit,
but
just who we're working on. Like,
shit
your shit or Maddox shit or Sammy shit or Cy Glizzy or whoever. Like, whoever we're working with. And, but then I started thinking, like, damn, like, I know all the words to all his songs. Like, I started thinking about it, like, damn,
either.
I really did. Like, and then I'll start, whenever he passed, I was listening. Because I remember when the album came out, I had been listening. Mm-hmm. Been listening to the new shit, this last album. Yeah, I've been listening to Victory Lap a lot. So it was just like.
I'm not even going to lie. I didn't listen to it until the other day.
Man.
And I was like, bro, this shit is amazing.
Like, it's like, it's so crazy, bro.
I was like, how did I not even.
It's like almost like Nipsey was trying. Nipsey, you know, he looked up to the greats and shit. And I feel like that
album. He was
album,
elevating himself.
I feel like that album was really like.
His best album?
I just feel like it's the best album.
Yeah.
Like
he really
like,
elevated
you know
himself
I mean? Like,
up to that level.
Like when you like, cause you gotta understand, like, okay, like we're talking about hip hop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking about rap music, right? It's a culture. We're all from it, right? You know, we're all from hip hop, you know, whatever color we are, we've you know, it's basically
life,
American culture now. You know what I'm saying? But like we're talking about like someone who came after it's like almost like when Jordan came after Wilt and all the greats, it was like there was another one that came. You understand what I'm saying? Or how like LeBron came after Jordan. You understand what I'm saying?
Kobe, after Kobe, really.
You know what I'm saying? After Kobe and Duncan, shit. Shout out my boy Timmy D, got 5 rings.
Oh, shit. But he's from San Antonio too. Or
he's not from San Antonio. Nah, he's from the islands. He's from the Virgin Islands.
Where?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
But like, it's like Nip was like, you grew up this whole, like the whole, it's just like, you know, like, I don't know how to explain, you have to like, look at the whole picture.
Yeah.
Like we already have hip hop and we've already had greats and we've already had all of that.
Yeah.
And then after all of that, we had this one dude who grew up listening to all of that.
Yeah.
He like, came out of one of the roughest neighborhoods
he embodied
all of that and then told that story of like, in the best way that anyone's ever told stories about the neighborhood that he's from. And like, it was just like I always said, like Rick Ross would have been one of my favorite rappers if he didn't used to be a cop. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
if didn't used
really,
to be a CO.
If like, he was really doing,
if he was
any,
really
of
doing
shit,
any of that shit. Like, you know, because his wordplay is crazy. But like, really, Nipsey Hussle's the closest thing we have to that. Him and Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z, yeah, Jay-Z's the same. Like, Jay-Z was the same type. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Nipsey is now with them. Like,
bro, it's
and he'll, like,
it's just crazy when you sit back and like you fucking, it's crazy when you really analyze shit. And I'm like, bro, like you said, like this, everything this nigga was saying either really happened. Like you could, like, if it didn't happen directly to you, you could relate to it, or it was something like, even if you didn't know, it would make you like understand. Like he really painted a picture of what the fuck he was like, of what the fuck was going on. Like,
bro, I was just talking about, I'm from Texas. I'm from South Texas. I grew up in Corpus Christi. I was born in Kingsville.
You grew up in Corpus Christi?
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Corpus, actually.
You shout out Corpus Christi.
Yeah,
actually. Shout out Kingsville, where I was born. I went to high school in Austin, so I really kind of grew up, growing up, in Austin, because I was in Austin from when I was, like, 15 to, like, 20.
So you really, just from Texas.
And then from there, I moved back to Corpus. I went to prison, and I moved back to Corpus to the Rio Grande Valley, right?
Mm.
And even where I'm at in the Rio Grande Valley, I mean, it's always been violence in Texas and shit. And where I'm at in the Rio Grande Valley, you got like the narco shit, and that's where Narco Wave come from and all of that shit. But like, I was telling the homies, but I'm like, bro, like, no one would ever think about killing like Zero or somebody like that where we're from, like our legends. Like, it's like, you're like, I don't know, like California is a crazy place. Like the contrast of like how pretty it looks to like how fucking grimy and how fucked up.
Yeah.
Like the other day, like Hesh was at the crib and we was just going through all these Cali rappers I ain't even heard of. And I was like, yo, what's up with them? He was like, well, you know, I know Draco and Greedo, locked up. But it's like all these other rappers that you don't even know about that are like either like they were popping, got millions of views, and they either dead or locked up.
Like,
you like, damn. Like
a lot of niggas that were right on
it's
that
verge. Really going, that's what people don't understand. Like that whole gang shit, bro. Like that shit, like people come from other areas and be talking their gang shit, and there is gangs in other areas,
of course,
like,
yeah, of course.
For sure. But, bro, it's some shit out here, bro.
And that's like, not some shit that, like, no, like, you
it just don't even make no sense sometimes, bro. Like, that shit just, it just doesn't, that what happened to Nip doesn't make any sense, bro. Like, it's just like, why would they do that? Like, why would anybody ever?
It's that's just the thing, though. It's like, it's levels to shit like that. Like, it was like, it wasn't just on some gang shit. It wasn't just like on some, like, you know, it was like,
wasn't it like, it wasn't him just some confronting someone for like snitching and telling them not to come back to that area?
Yeah, something like that. Like the dude came around to the store and they was like, you know, like, yeah,
it's
like, nah, nigga, like, we don't really fuck with you like that. You like, Someone of the videos I watched on YouTube, like, they said that they were there. They said that it wasn't even disrespectful. It was like, yo, like, you just, like, you can't be over here, period. Like, you know?
And that's the thing, is that it's just, we shouldn't be talking about that because that's all speculation.
Exactly.
And we gotta give respect to the man and the person that he was, and we gotta just let all of that speculation shit go and just talk about the effect, because like we could speculate and talk about everything.
You can talk about what
and why things happen, and people could talk about all kinds of other stuff. But at the end of the day, bro, it's not even about none of that. The conversation should be about like all the good he's done, the stuff that he said, and how factual it was.
Yeah.
And how like now people should be really pushing to say like he deserves to be right there in the top 3 and the top 4 of all time. Like, that's because it's that's how real it was. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what hip hop is. That's what be making me so mad sometimes is that I'll be like, bro, a lot of the shit that people say now is just complete fiction. Just like
they're just making
just regurgitated lyrics from other songs. Like that's really how a lot of the young people will rap. It'll just be like just lyrics that they already heard.
Hearsay
shit that somebody just heard, and then they'll just be like, oh, they just say it a little different and boom, and then it could, and then like, you know, like shit, motherfuckers like coming up with some vibey just shit that's gonna rock and then get the kids, like get the people excited to. I mean, that's why you see a lot of these artists that are, I mean, not no disrespect to Pump, because he's Mexican and I fuck with Pump and all of that, but that's probably why you see him doing them little quotes and shit that people was talking about and shit, because, like, it's only so much fun you can have before it's like, all right, bet.
There's
like,
no substance.
And then all of a sudden people will jump off of you. Like, people will jump off of you, and I hope they don't, because he's, you know, he's big. I mean, he just had the biggest song in the country with Kanye. Just He's doing his thing, bro. He's doing his thing, like... And it's like, but you had like, as an artist, people forget, like, because people are young, so it's not even their fault. Like, he's just a young kid, like trying to find his way. Like, he didn't know all of this shit was going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen when you blow up.
That's facts.
But what you have to do is you have to learn, and you have to learn to separate yourself from shit.
Yeah.
And you got to be like,
add some substances, shit, man. Like, you fucking tell your story. At the
exactly.
end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, tell your story.
Everybody got
like,
a different story. You
tell
know?
Your story, like. That's why Lil Xan's first song went so crazy.
Bro, literally.
His first song went so crazy. Because his first song was about Xans and how he was over it. It was just like, niggas was like, bro, you know how many people are addicted to Xan? But it was like, it just made sense.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, even that beat fit, like, the whole mood of the song. Like, honestly, that's facts, bro. But then after that, it's like, I fuck your bitch. What? I fuck your bitch. And it's like, come on, my nigga. Like, you know,
but after that. R.I.P. Nipsey, man.
R.I.P., man.
Did you guys go to the memorial at all or see anything?
Honestly, there's probably going to be multiple.
My homegirl went.
It's probably going to be multiple memorial things.
Yeah, I mean, I saw.
Bro, there was like 100,000 people at the park in Houston.
I saw that. I saw you post that.
That's crazy. Bro,
In Houston?
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what people got to understand. People got to see that.
He's not just an L.A. rapper.
It's not just. Yeah. People got to see West that. Coast. Like, that's not, that's not like,
they
bro,
want
like,
pigeonhole
they
him.
Just put up. It may not have been 100,000, but it was at least 50,000 people at that park, bro.
Was
like,
that the park where they did the blue balloons?
Yeah, with Trey the Truth. Mm. Trey the Truth. You know, Trey the Truth, like the OG of Texas, bro. Like that nigga, like my very first feature I ever did was with Trey, and the song went up like back in like 2007. It's called Sandbox. Y'all go find that hoe. Sandbox. Me, Coast, and Trey the Truth.
They're trying to rename like Slauson and Crenshaw.
Hey, Yuri.
What?
Nipsey Hussle Boulevard.
Yo!
There's a petition. We should all sign it. I signed it yesterday.
I need to sign that.
You need to sign it. There's a lot of signatures.
That would be hard as fuck.
I think he deserves that.
Honestly.
More than deserves
that. I think there was like 300,000 signatures.
Yo, they need to start doing that for niggas when they alive, though, bro.
I agree, yeah. Because I feel like people, I don't know, I feel like we all need to
get... Ain't that right, Ratchet?
I mean... That's like how you think, like, you know, like fucking Martin Luther King Boulevard or some shit started, or like, you know, Malcolm X Boulevard or some
that's
shit.
Just
you know?
But that's what I'm saying. They need to start doing that for people while they're alive.
While they're alive, I agree.
While they're alive. But how, like,
I
at
think
what
if you,
point? What
don't
point,
white people get them while they're alive, though?
If you make.
George Bush
such
got a
an
whole
imp-
airport,
impact,
my nigga.
Yeah.
No, that's his. That's like the family name, though, like the dad.
You know? Nah, but I'm saying,
did they
like.
They get it because they paid for
I'm
it?
I'm saying he was alive, though, when he had it.
You're right. Because, wait.
Is George Bush International Airport in Houston.
Senior, right? Yeah, George Bush Senior.
George Bush Senior, yeah, he was alive. He just died.
He just died, huh?
Yeah, he just died.
Right.
That nigga Ben had an airport.
Or like, I feel like this is probably George W. Bush, all types of shit, yeah. And he was alive, damn. Mm. John F. Kennedy was definitely dead when they were doing shit like that for him, but.
Yeah, but they don't fuck with Kennedy because he fucked with us.
Exactly. Exactly.
He fucked with y'all and his brother fucked with us.
He fucked with the minorities, yep.
Yeah.
We're not even minorities no more, bro. We're the majority now.
Not yet.
Especially
by 2050.
With our Asian fans.
I mean, like people of color in general.
Oh yeah,
just are the majority.
It's been the majority.
Yo, speaking of like not to get off the Nipsey subject at all, but I wanted to speak to this because I really
turn your phone on fucking silent.
I'm sorry. I really see you being like like a pillar and a staple for your community and speaking up for like his being Hispanic and having Hispanic pride. And I fuck with that shit 1000% heavy, bro. Like that shit is something I appreciate. That's something that people need to like take sense of, like yourself, and be, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta be proud. You gotta do research on who you are and where your people are from. And like people gotta be a lot more willing to integrate their own culture with the popular culture. And like, you know, like don't be so scared to like put your own culture into the culture that you're into. Like we all part of hip hop, great. But like you, what are you?
Korean?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You African-American, I'm Mexican. Like,
yeah.
We should never feel ashamed to bring certain aspects into it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to put some fly chopsticks in your hair one night, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
I did the other night.
That's what I'm saying. Kind of fire,
but
right?
it doesn't come from Korean culture.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know Korean culture, but you feel what I'm saying? All I know is bibimbap. Yeah, I know that. But I know that... Like, that's what I'm trying to say is that, like, mm-hmm. a lot of people are so scared to just, they want to just, like, try to fit all the way in.
Yeah.
And just leave everything that they learned growing up and with their family or whatever behind. And like, it's like,
you know, I'm just happy because I think now more than ever, people are proud to be who they are and show their ethnicity and race or whatnot. Facts.
But you know what it is, though, too? A lot of people just have a whole disconnect of who they are. Really, and where they're from.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's like, I mean, me and Joe were kind of talking about this, but like when your parents are minorities and they bring you into America, mm-hmm.
they bring you into America?
Immigrants.
Right. Immigrants.
When your parents are immigrants.
If your parents are immigrants.
But like if you're born here though, like y'all were both born here.
Or brought here.
Regardless,
same,
whatever. Yeah. Either or, I'm just saying like your parents, there's some parents that want to keep your culture alive. Like my parents made it so that I had to speak Korean at the house, so mm-hmm. I never forgot the language. But then, for example, a lot of my Filipino friends, they mostly don't speak Tagalog because their language is called Tagalog. So because their parents wanted...
Tell me something in Tagalog.
Butanginamo. Which means like fuck your mom or some shit.
I thought you were gonna say like hi.
No, that's the only word
she
I
goes
know.
For fuck
but
your
yeah,
mom.
But I'm just saying like it's because they speak only English because they want their kids to like integrate. But like, I think it's important.
It'd be a lot of
your...
shit, bro. It'd be like okay, like back, like I'd be real mad at like my homegirl, like Mexican, like okay, like my mom in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah.
A lot of the Mexicans don't speak Spanish.
I think it's so important to know your language.
Like, and the reason is because like my mom would tell me is because back in the day, like my grandparents didn't want them to be looked at funny because they had an accent or anything. They wanted them to fit all the way in. But then that damaged. Like, I don't know. It just be just different shit, bro. Like, it just be like, I don't know. Like, it's just, we should just be proud. Like, people should be proud of themselves. Like, people shouldn't be so ready to conform to everything.
I was watching this, like, documentary or this interview or something. And, like, I don't know if it's for, like, same with Spanish or Mexican or whatever, Latin people. But in Korea, it's like, okay, so say Chinese, whatever, Asian people come here, they make fun of us for our accent and they make fun of us for trying to speak English. But you go to an Asian country and you're speaking perfect or like trying to speak Korean or Chinese there, then they're like applauding you for trying to speak their language.
Trying, yeah.
So I just don't see why we don't, you know, do that for English and for
America.
Look,
dude, you know, it's crazy. Like with like a lot of urban, like black situations I see too, it'll be kids like first generation in America, like their whole family's from Africa, like they fucking just get to LA, like they just get to the US, and like their fucking English is probably really terrible, and yeah, like all the black kids, like even though we're all black, like we all are from Africa, but niggas are like, oh yeah, you fucking African booty scratcher, or like, you know, like make fun of them, but it's weird.
Bro, that just reminded me of the new fucking. That meme where it goes, where like the new school diss is like, it got the kid from.
From Boys in the Hood.
From Boys in the Hood. And he was like my brother gonna beat you or some shit. Like, I'll beat you up. Or African booty scratcher. And then, but now it says, at least my mama don't got a premium Snapchat.
At least my mom don't got a private Snapchat. That shit was jokes.
That shit was fire.
Someone said, black is a status, not a race.
Oh, what? Okay, man. People are crazy. But no, but like it's weird because I have this disconnect where like my dad is from Jamaica. Like he didn't move to the US till he was like 30, like when he met my mom type shit. So fucking growing up, it was like I was kind of forced into that shit, like forced into reggae music or like forced to eat this, forced to eat that. Yeah. But I wasn't really open to it.
But you hated it.
I wasn't open to it because I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm like from America. I was like, nigga, I'm trying to go to McDonald's. I'm not trying to eat plantains and fucking. And like, you know,
still hate plantains. I thought we was going to have plantains is, today.
I was joking. I was hate plantains. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why people eat plantains.
No, but it's like, okay, like it was like, it was weird.
Why do you hate plantains so much?
That's what I'm saying. It might be some weird, like, is that?
I think it tastes bad.
I don't like the taste, one. And then two, I don't like the taste, the concept. And then the most important thing is probably some weird,
it's rooted,
like,
in your, like, childhood.
Yeah, it's like some shit that I was like forced to eat when I was a kid. I'm like, nigga, this, I fuck this shit.
Right, you just don't. Oh,
you feel me?
When's the last time you ate it? Like, gave it a chance?
Like, anytime I go and get Jamaican food all the time, or I go to fucking El Salvadorian restaurants, or I go to blah blah blah, they be in front of me all the time. I just eat everything else except for the plantain.
So when's the last time you ate it?
I don't even know.
Maybe you should give it a try. You might like it.
I was talking to this girl on Instagram, and she was talking about maybe I should try it again too.
You should try it. It's because, like, when I was younger, I didn't like broccoli and like zucchini and shit. And now I'm older and I eat them. Like, I can't believe I was missing out on this.
I used to not eat beans. Like,
I hate beans.
I still don't like beans in my burrito. If I get a burrito or something, I need the beans on the side.
The beans overpower the burrito. Exactly. Oh, happy burrito day.
It's burrito day.
It's burrito day. We should go get burritos after this. It's happy burrito day. Also, LA has the best burritos in the world.
What? Also, wait, no.
What? Wait, you don't like burritos? He's joking.
Me and this nigga argue all the time about who got better food.
Yo, come here. I gotta bring my boy Ratchet. Come here, right now. Come here. Okay. Matter of fact, come here. I'm bringing my boy Ratchet Man in on this real quick, bro.
In the comments, we need y'all to say who got better Mexican food.
Right now, I need everyone. Look, come over here. I gotta scoot over a little bit for you. I want you to scoot over. I'm finna scoot over next to Cam Girl. All right, listen. This is what we got. All right, listen. Okay, now. My man here, Ratchet Thorn. Hey, bro, he's doing some crazy music right now. Y'all need to stay tuned. Y'all follow him, whatever, whatever. All right, bet. All of that, right? Okay, look. Okay, everybody scoot over a little bit. Just for a little bit.
Get in real quick, Kim.
All right, look. Now, I be beefing with everybody because I'm from Texas, and I say that Tex-Mex is the best Mexican food ever. So I'm constantly complaining and shit. I be getting death threats from people.
It's not that
shit.
Shout
out the homie who gave me a death threat.
People take it really serious.
Like, for real, for real. And then house phone be mad as fuck. Like, bro, no way, bro. I be mad that California, that LA ain't got no good food. He be like, you live in Hollywood. There ain't no good, whatever, whatever, whatever. So now look.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'm born and raised in LA. So
are you?
Yeah, born and raised.
Fuck. And you say the same thing?
No. I went to Texas for a week. Like, actually, like 2-3 weeks.
Talking to Mike.
I was at South by and all that shit. So,
literally, like the South by just passed.
Yeah. So pretty much, the first thing I did, I was like, I gotta go try some real Mexican food. Let me see all this shit.
But we're closer to Mexico. Okay,
I think the closer you are to Mexico.
Is like right across the street.
So, with Texas too, right?
Huh?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, I tried Corpus. I tried it in El Paso. I tried it in... I was just hopping around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But
I want you to shit on them so bad,
but,
okay?
Bro, the first taste... I didn't even have to put hot sauce, nothing. I was like... Hold up, FaceTime. Bro,
I was with him.
So it was good. It was better?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Bro, what?
Man,
listen,
if you haven't been to Texas and ate Mexican food, my G's, y'all are missing
out. I'm about to go to... Wait, by the way, I'm going to be in Houston on next Friday.
There it is. Try
Sunday,
it
I'm going to San Antonio. Please recommend me some fucking...
In San Antonio? Houston. San Antonio, go to La Margarita.
I'm going
to
text you and ask you for that. You could say. Fuck it.
I'm about to head out.
Fine, whatever.
Hey, y'all make sure and follow my boy Ratchet.
Shout out Ratchet Thumb.
Love you, bro.
You out here for
it,
bro?
Hey,
nice to meet you.
What's it called? You go to La Margarita in San Antonio. Ooh. It's downtown. It's going to be bomb as fuck. You want to get the fajitas and get you some beef enchiladas?
Whatever.
Tex-Mex enchiladas. Oh, my God. And then go to Ninfas when you're in Houston.
Ninfas.
Hey, whatever you had at South By, at the 1 a.m. house, that shit looked crazy good, too.
That was like, okay, even
that
then, like,
crazy good.
Austin probably has the worst Tex-Mex of all of Texas because it'd be like hella white people trying to make it. But like, it was Mahdi's and it was good. It was good. Mahdi's is good. That's where I go when I'm over there.
I used to live in El Centro, which is like right next to the border in California. And I don't know, that was the best Mexican food I've ever had in my entire life.
I got some really good Mexican food in San Diego too, nigga. That's right.
I've never been to San Diego. I gotta be there. I keep talking shit about LA.
Come fuck with me in SD, bro. I got some SD spots for you.
Low key, people were trying to tell tell me that.
Oh, we got stuff in common in SD. We got to pull up over there. Hey.
What do you guys have in common? A woman?
Jovi is hilarious.
Right. He has a dumb. Yeah, I went to Albuquerque, I guess, last weekend, and people were trying to tell me, shout out Albuquerque. I had so much fucking fun.
Did you try the green chili shit I was trying to tell you?
That was the worst Mexican food I've ever had in my entire life. People were trying to tell me new Mexican food is better than Mexican food. I was like, this is the worst food I've ever had.
You have to try the green chili
shit. Is the green chili, is it like soup?
It's like, no, but it's like
they put it. Or is it like salsa?
It's like both. It's like they make it with pork and like other shit. And you can get it on shit, you can get it inside. Like, it's like.
I don't know if they like, you were right also, by the way. The promoter, I love you, still sad. You're tight as fuck, but you are bad with picking fucking food spots.
They just want to get you to wherever is closest and like just convenient. And they're just like, all right.
I mean, I was like, oh, I want some good food. I want some like New Mexican staple. And he was like, he was trying to take me to a fucking vegan salad spot. I was like, what the hell are you? Exactly. Like, what do you think I am?
Well, honestly, if I was from somewhere else and like I didn't know you, I would think too that you
that
were
eat
like,
salad. Fuck that.
Yeah, they're gonna take you to like the kale bar.
No, I want like some green chili whatever soup.
Bro, that's not even like. Okay,
I don't
so
know. I didn't like anything I ate there.
I had like the green chili like on my eggs in the breakfast. Oh, that shit was bomb. But I had it like you know like the green chili on top of like enchiladas. With beans and rice and shit. Right, I'm so fucking hungry. Can we get food after this?
I want to get a burrito.
I'm starving, dude.
You want to get burritos?
I'll go with y'all to a Mexican restaurant, but not
bro, burritos. Honestly, though, look, I got to take you to Sonora Town downtown.
Let's go.
Bro, that's the spot.
What's that Sonora Town?
It's the best Mexican food, bro. It's the best Mexican food downtown.
I usually just eat at Cactus. Do you ever eat Cactus?
Fuck, you're tripping.
It's right next to my house.
Are you joking?
I like Cactus. That's just,
oh my God.
Okay, let me try some real Mexican food then. Okay, well, let's go there after.
We might end the stream early to go to
Sonora. Bye, guys. Thanks for watching.
Yo, no jumper? No, I'm kidding. No, but honestly, this place, Sonora Town, is fucking, it closes at 10, so I don't know if we're going to make it.
We're not going to make it.
We're not going to make it, but it's okay. We'll go next time. Anyway, yeah, man.
Next topic I want to talk about. Did you guys see the video of the guy kissing Beyonce?
The guy from Power. From
why is everyone from Power? Wait, Jussie Smollett is from Power, right? He's from Empire.
Beyonce was cheating on Jay.
No, it wasn't like that. They were at like a award show, and like he was trying to do like one of those weird French kisses where he kisses you on the cheek one side and the other side.
Yeah.
But he first gave her like a weird long ass like hug.
It was so weird.
It was too much of a hug, and then he leaned in for the kiss. And I think she didn't know he was going in for another one, so then he ended up like kissing her right
really
here.
Really close.
It was really weird. It was weird. That's wrong, right? I don't think that's right to do.
Honestly,
Jay-Z was standing right next to her.
Bro, like if
watch.
You,
I'm telling y'all right now.
He's dead that tomorrow.
That nigga gonna end up. That nigga gonna not ditch. Be on Power no more.
If we show you the video, you can see Beyonce's like distraught.
I need to pull it up. Yeah.
Her distraught body language was like, you can just read here. I found it on Google right here.
Yeah, you find it.
Yeah, bro, her fucking...
Who the fuck is he? He needs to be fired from whatever the fuck he's doing.
His name is Omari Hardwick.
I heard that name, Omari.
Oh, wow. Oh, the main nigga from Power?
Yeah, that's
he's
what I'm
fired.
Saying.
Oh,
Ghost?
We need to kill him.
Yo, yes, the nigga Ghost is wildin'. He trying to make his move.
No. He wasn't really trying to make a move.
You think he really untouchable from this Power shoot?
Well, honestly, I think the nigga was just nervous and just like...
I think he was trying Beyonce. To make out with her.
He mad short, so maybe that was like he was feeling like, was she taller than him?
Yeah, for sure. She had on some heels and shit.
He like mad short.
Girl, I got to find the actual video. I'm like,
looking at
like whenever y'all watch, whenever I watch Power, it's a great show, but like watch the camera angles when they put him on him because he's like mad short.
Like, do it, like,
so they be having like all these different camera angles that they use, or they use a lot of like shoulder shots of him. Yeah. Like
he doesn't stand next to people.
Nah, like and when they do it be different angles and shit. Like you gotta watch that.
Hey,
I'll be
shout
watching
out
this shit.
Nina who says Drofo. Drofo is cute.
Hey.
Hey, Jason just sent us a link.
I know,
it says
I saw
most
that.
Fired Mexican food in LA.
I mean,
so we're gonna check it out.
The homie
who works here.
Yeah, all
right, Lila, here's the video.
For our people watching right now, definitely go pull it up and watch it with us.
Yeah.
Like, so he daps up Jay-Z first and talks to him.
Daps up Jay-Z, says what's up.
It's like he won the award and then this happens.
Did it happen already?
No. By the way, everyone, we're still taking donations.
Well, we're going to start taking donations.
We're going to start taking donations in a little bit. Make sure to get your donations in. We are doing... It says 75 here, but it's 60 for a song or video play and 150 for a video or song play and a SoundCloud repost. Get your donations in.
Yeah. We're going to watch all your videos.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
It was a big deal to me.
But at the same time, it'd be like, bruh, why are you trying? Why are you doing all that? Like, but that's just him trying to be player. Like,
he's
trying
cool.
to be smooth. Like,
yeah, but
I'm finna, you know, what? Like, that's just like, bruh, ain't no reason to, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like at the end of the day, he was doing too much. And you can, like, tell that she was
like,
fit.
When I got it, like, why I don't care if we're in public or not, or we famous or not. Like, my girl, like,
bro.
I don't got a girl right now, but my girl that I've had, or then you know, we be off and on and shit. Yeah, shout out my girl, I love her.
Yeah.
Like if we in public, like,
yeah,
don't do it.
What
right
you
now.
Even saying? Like, no one even like. She's not sure? Even like my girl. Don't even like. I don't know, bro.
Yeah,
like,
but she's Beyonce though. So that's
it's still, like, it doesn't I'm matter. She's like, queen. It doesn't matter, bro. I mean, like, even then, you're the queen. There's no reason for motherfuckers to be talking to you. Like,
yeah, no facts.
Wait. You're saying that was not okay, right?
I'm saying what he did wasn't that bad, but at the same time, it's like, horrible. Bro, what you like, what like
he needs to be arrested.
Like, bro, shake a hand or keep it
exactly.
moving.
You
got to
keep it moving.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Like, it was like the much. One kiss. You're like, oh, okay, that was weird. But then
like,
the double.
Like he ain't yeah. even lean in to fucking get. Like I didn't yeah. see him lean in to give Jay-Z a big
like
ass hug.
Like you didn't hug Jay-Z.
What if he tried to do the?
You barely dapped him up.
What if he tried to do the double kiss on Jay-Z?
No, you don't kiss Jay-Z, but like, nigga, if you like, if y'all don't all have that relationship like that, you shouldn't even be that close up. Like, you should yeah. be all the way over here, like, hi, man, it was nice to meet you, and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Facts.
For real. But
yo,
like,
hey,
and honestly, like to me, bro, the thing that made it weird was the way that she looked.
She was uncomfortable. She
like,
did not like that.
Her whole, like,
body
demeanor
language,
was like,
yeah.
oh, fuck, what the fuck is this nigga, like, you know? So, my nigga, for real, that's all that matters. It don't matter what we think. It matter what the fuck she, you know? She was physically uncomfortable, so.
Yo, what about that? Nah.
Sheesh. Nah. I wonder what he's about to
what
say.
What about that?
Man, I don't even want to bring that up.
All right.
Some shit that don't always need to be on the air, you know?
Are you mouthing my...
I am. I didn't put my lips on it, I promise.
I don't trust you.
Like, I need you to stop perpetuating that idea of me being, like, gross and, like...
Sorry, I think you're gross.
I don't, but you think everybody's gross, but, like, just the way
you think
I'm gross?
You think I think you're tight. I love you.
No, not gross, but I mean, like, you're just, like, you're a hypochondriac, though, and you just be, like, tripping.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, because,
I'm trying to be clean and safe.
Okay, but you're, like, insinuating that I'm not clean and safe by perpetuating that.
But the thing is, you don't need to feel special because I don't let anyone drink my water like that.
That's
I don't
cool.
want I'd rather not drink anyone's water.
Yo, shout out my boy Marcel, who won. Time threw a full soda out the window because I took a sip.
I would do. I usually if someone does that and they touch their lips all
and
over, I'll be
like
you
and
can have it.
And then I was
it.
Like, bro, what did you just do? He was like, I don't even sip after my own mama. And
oh, okay,
like,
I do share right, with my mom. Bro.
You like, okay, like, sorry.
Marcel got the most fire beats. We call him Blanco.
I believe him.
You ain't rapped on any of Marcel's beats yet.
He's
part of the Narco Wave.
How many people are part of this wave? Sounds like a lot
well,
of people.
You have me.
Mm-hmm.
You have Young God, McCoy. So it's me, Young God. We have McCoy. We have Purple K. We have
Purple
Loudy
K
Luna.
Beats.
We have Zeta Producer. And we have Marcel White.
Wow.
But I call him Blanco.
Yeah. Honestly, bro, like, y'all niggas, like...
Oh, and Fang.
And Fang, yeah.
Shout out Fang.
Yo, shout out Fang, bro. Fang already got, like, three placements, bro. He got a record with OG Macko.
Sorry.
Damn, that's fine.
He got some shit with...
I
got
to record that one that... Because me
got
and
some
him.
Shit with, like, 10K. And
facts.
Gun.
Yo, how shit. How did y'all, like, first link up with Matt? And how did y'all end up on Matt's shit and all
Hesh.
That shit? Yeah. Bro, where?
How'd you meet Hesh?
Sponto at Born. I met Hesh at a Born and Raised photo shoot. They asked me to come be in a Born and Raised photo shoot.
That's where we met the first time at that one at the 420 party. Remember?
Oh yeah. The very first time I ever met you. Can I say that?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
The
come
very
on.
First time I ever met you, we were somewhere. We were somewhere out. And it was late, and
oh,
it was the 420
and
party.
You had some coke.
On my phone, like, out,
yeah.
lined up.
And I was like, yo, hey, bro, let me get a bump. And you gave me a bump.
Like, you just first seem like you me. Just seem like the cool. Like you seem like the
I feel like you meet a lot of like cool people.
I
like
met
that.
Adam. I met Adam like that.
Damn, bro. I probably ain't did coke since then.
Since then, probably right.
Yeah, I don't really like. I used to, like. I would do like anytime I drink. I hate the way alcohol feels.
On God, bro.
We've so had, if I drink, this combo, I would do coke.
Yeah, but I don't really drink like no that. More.
Like I had stopped sipping lean for like 4 years. One time, I've been sipping lean since like '96. But one time I stopped for a while. And then during that time, I would drink a little bit, do a little coke, whatever. But then I started sipping lean, so
you're
I sip.
On
I
it.
Sip every single day.
Hey, at least that's responsible of you of like not mixing all that shit.
Yeah. I'm not trying to die. I'm just trying to get high.
Literally,
that's what everybody got to understand. There's a difference. You got to just get high. Don't try to die. People will go and do an Kim's exact song this lyric.
Week. Like, oh my god, wait,
you got to understand. Bro. Like, y'all got to understand. Like, people say what rhymes. They're not saying what they do. They're saying what they rhyme. That's.
Can I tell you about my exact experience? Like people will be like,
I just popped a Xanny and two Adderalls, and I did a OxyContin, and I put some Molly, and then the motherfuckers will call it. So they'll be like, oh yeah, that's the.
I'm gonna break the future. I'm gonna break the perk down, like, put it in the food. Yeah. I'm gonna break the perk down, put it in my butt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break the perk down, put it in a slut.
Man,
like, you know, like chill out, bro. Okay, listen. The first time, like. It was 2011, 2012. Fucking, I didn't do like real drugs and shit until I was in like end of high school, out of high school. And, like I just smoked weed and shit, right? I'm listening to Juicy J, Rubber Band Business 2. This nigga says, take the blunt, dip it in the lean, then light it. Pop some Molly, drink some orange juice, get
song.
Higher. And I'm like, nigga, my homegirl has some lean, like from her grandma or some shit. It was some act too, bro. The first time I ever done lean was some act. Like, yeah. I didn't know anything about lean though. So look, anyway, my nigga, this bitch rolls up a blunt. She rolls up a Swisher because we were smoking Swishers back then. She rolls up a fat ass Swisher and she was like, should we pour the lean like on the blunt or should we dip the whole blunt in it?
I'm
like, bro, Juicy J say dip it in the lean. Let's dip it in the lean.
Yo, you got to come in. I'm on live stream.
Well, we dipped the whole.
Can he come through the back or the front?
Front would be ideal.
Is the front open right now?
I don't think the front's open.
Oh,
come
no. Come to the back.
Listen, she takes the entire roll blunt that's not lit, dips it into the whole pint of fucking lean, and pulls it back out.
Yeah.
And we tried to spark that fucking blunt for literally like 3 hours, bro.
We used to always put lean on blunts back in the day,
yeah,
though.
But I'm saying,
like,
when it was cheap.
It?
But yeah, just like roll it on there, roll it. But it don't really do shit.
I remember like mixing coke or what would they call that? I don't know. Like I remember you like.
Oh, Primo. You put coke on a blunt?
Yeah.
It was called a Primo.
Remember we would do that because we heard that.
Smoking cocaine.
It does nothing.
It doesn't do anything.
You're wasting so much money.
You're wasting.
What niggas do?
That's why they rock it up for they can smoke it. You have to do something first, like smoking cocaine. Like I remember a long ass time ago, bro. I was drunk as hell. I used to sell crack and shit, right?
Whoa.
And I was drunk as fuck, bro. And I was out, like, I was drunk as fuck. So I was trying to do some coke. I had some powder. And then, like, I was going to do that. I was going to roll up a thing. And I was, like, selling some crack. It was like a crackhead. And they were, like, so mad at me. They were like, what are you doing? It's not going to do anything.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
just
what?
Like, bro, chill the fuck out, bro. Like, buy this shit. Get out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I just was, like, thinking it was going to do. But, like, it really just doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything.
I think I heard that in a rap.
Yeah, he's here.
I heard that in a rap song too, and I remember I tried it in college.
Yo, bro, Fang's did here, bro. Nothing. Hey, the world famous
Fang.
World famous make an Fang. Appearance,
bro, man. Listen, I didn't know what Adderall was until Krayshawn said it on fucking Gucci.
Nigga, I've only done when I was
I
little, they
Adderall.
Had me on Ritalin, but I've only done Adderall once, and that shit made me feel like I wanted to pull out my hair, and I've been bald my whole life, so it just felt like I had hair and
you know
I wanted to pull it out.
You know what was crazy? When I used to have Xanax.
You get so much work done. Also, I don't take
I'm high strung. I get work
I don't
done,
take
period.
Like the full bar. I like break it up into little pieces.
Bro,
I don't know. I went to college. Everyone fucking does.
Yeah. I didn't go to college.
Riddling.
That's why I didn't know.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't go to
college
either.
It's a college drug.
I
remember before I went to college, I was like, I'm never taking prescription pills.
When I was having Xan withdrawals, I would literally like just play with my hair so much.
When did you have Xan withdrawals?
I used to take mad Xans, bro, and I would just be in the house.
Xans give you bad withdrawals.
Yeah, Xans
people be
fucking
like
insane.
Yo, Fang in this bitch.
Shout out, Fang.
Come here, Fang. What's popping, bro? Pull up one time.
Come pull up a chair. Hey, this is a mystery producer Fang. He
the
be
ghost
with
producer.
Microwave.
Yeah, how'd you get the name Fang? Where'd that come from?
That's my last name.
Nice.
Oh, where? That's a fire last name.
That is a fire last name.
That nigga's name.
Hey, here, can y'all, y'all gotta scoot in a little more.
Wait, wait. He can fix it. Okay. Yeah. I'm checking this.
That nigga's name's Charles Barkley Fang.
Nice.
That's a hard ass name, man.
If you understand what I'm saying, then you get what I'm saying.
Because we balling like
it's
Charles.
It's not
Barkley.
Charles Barkley Fang, but it's something there. On there.
Yeah. Be like that. Yeah, because when people are on Xans or Xan withdrawals or whatever the fuck, like, you guys get so fucking crazy and, like, so moody and, like...
Some of the time...
Because that's when me and you almost got in a fight, like, fist fight. A.K.A., like, I almost beat you up.
Fist fight? Why?
Do you remember I almost beat you up?
You were mad at sucking me one time. I didn't really care.
No, we were... I mean, that was a lot of times. Yeah. But this... The most legendary of our fights is when we were driving down... from Lil Pump Smoke Perp tour. We were driving from Seattle to Oakland. Somewhere. Yeah. And then we were in a small ass fucking car in the back seat, like three of us.
And
all fucking big and shit, and I made you sit in the middle. You smelled bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had performed.
I smelled great. And then you were being really, really mean and annoying to me. And I was trying to get you out of the car to fucking fight you.
Yeah, you did. We also had another person in the back with us, too.
Oh, shout out Shaheen. I love you.
Shout out to her.
Fang, that nigga Fang. I wasn't listening to nothing they were saying right now. They was on some other shit. They was logging up there. We was on our shit. They was on their shit. That shit was funny.
God, man. It'd be like that sometime, man.
Do you think that we could last till episode 2558?
That's 6 years. He said that's 6 years. That's
crazy. We got to fight this week. We weren't going to do this week.
Yeah, what? Nigga, we're about to just stop doing the whole shit.
Why? We were like, fuck this show.
What's wrong?
We got to fight.
Can I
just be honest, just off the rip, just as a like a umbrella of the whole situation?
No, we're cool now.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, that too. But
I better not say I was being crazy or something.
No, I was saying that I know for sure that I was just tripping that day. I was in a bad mood because of that Nipsey shit. Not even just
because of your Twitter. Oh, we need to talk about that.
It was just a bad last couple of days in general. And
I don't even got to be a Dr. Phil for this one.
You feel me?
Like, you know what? Sometimes we men give y'all passes for whenever y'all have y'all's little months and moments or whatever.
Who's y'all? Women?
Women. You know, for shout out Mission Texas. but for women, for y'all's past, like sometimes y'all gotta give us pass when like I hate whenever like someone texts me and it was right after I was just like cussing someone else out, so the energy's still kind of like in the other text.
Are you being like short?
They're like,
why
are you mad or some shit? You know, I'm like, bro, I'm not even mad. I'm just cussing out this other person,
and then
you just happen to like hit me in the middle of that, and then I was just like, the energy just kind of got transferred over. That's like, facts. I apologize over there.
Women never do any wrong.
I mean, everything is circumstantial. I don't think we could just be like women or men in general, like just like, blah, blah. It's like, nigga, it's people are different.
I just remember like when we were fighting at first, I was actually really fucking pissed.
I didn't even know you were really mad at first.
No, I was actually really mad, but then we kept like, we were making low blows and that's when it got really funny.
I think maybe
halfway through I thought, I was like, okay, this is a joke. But I did block your number, and your text kept coming through.
Adam 22 looks and talks different.
Also, this is like the United Nations. People were like, bro, Mexican, Asian, black. Yeah. They're like, damn, I love LA.
We have two different Asians. We got Taiwan and Korean.
Yeah, Taiwanese. Yeah, Taiwanese. That's fire.
Nice. Have you been to Taipei?
Yes. I'm going on June 4th through 20th, actually.
That's awesome. I've never been.
Oh, yeah, shout out Taipei.
What's the native language? What's the native language?
Gonna be there.
Chinese,
they have Taiwanese,
right?
But yes, Chinese.
Would you like Mandarin?
Yeah, I thought Taiwanese was like your race.
So nice, bro.
What do you mean?
Yeah, talk mean. Come on, talk real.
What do you mean,
be
talk
real
mean?
With us. Ni hao gao jing ren shen ni. Ni hao gao jing ren shen ni.
Ni hao.
Yeah, this nigga's chill.
I was learning Chinese on Duolingo for like a month. I'm learning Japanese now. Cool, let's wrap up and take donations.
I want to go
you guys,
to Japan.
We're taking donations. Wait, how long $60.
How long have we been going?
An hour. Why, you want to go longer? We can go longer.
I mean, I didn't even know. I was just asking.
Huh? Hour, 7 minutes. You guys want more things to talk about?
We're taking
donations. $60 to play your song or video, $150 for song video played and repost. We're listening to your music.
And what is it? What is it? What's the donations go to?
Like it goes to the live stream, you know, paying us.
Hey, man.
To be
y'all
honest.
Y'all better donate, like, for
real. Sponsor us.
Right now.
Honestly.
Buy our premium Snapchat.
And so we can stay on, review more music.
Bro, y'all better sign up for Cam Girls Premium Snapchat, like, yesterday.
Yeah, you should sign up. It's streamlabs.com/nojumper.
Exactly.
That
was fire. That was a fire
Let's
plug.
Wrap up soon.
Have you not? Have they not?
What do you mean?
Signed up for Terror Trips.
Do you actually have one?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even have a Snapchat. If I did, I would just like post pictures of my dog.
Neither. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, honestly,
someone should do that though. Like, someone should have a premium Snap and just get people to sign up for it and don't have nothing to do about it. It's just like badass pictures of your dog.
Yo. No.
But
no,
you done already got niggas to give you the 20.
No,
refund. It's not refundable.
Bro, you should do that.
I mean, they ask me every day, is Cam Girl a real Cam Girl?
Like, what's your premium Snapchat? You're like, oh yeah, it's right here. And then it's just like fire, like burritos on burrito day.
Bro, look, the homegirl's like, look.
It's like $20 and they're just looking at promotions for this show.
Yeah.
Hey. They got to pay $20 to
exactly.
Like, bro.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, the homegirl was like, oh, like get my nudes for $5 or whatever. And she was sending pictures of like a nude makeup palette.
That's
it was,
funny.
Like, nude shades or
that's funny.
Shit. I was like, damn, that was fire. She snapped on that, man.
You paid the $5.
Nah.
He definitely paid the $5.
How do you know?
Hey, I thought you support sex workers 2019.
Hey, I've definitely bought the premium Snap off of Matt of the homegirls, but just to support, not even like, I don't even give a like.
You're not watching it?
Honestly,
that's a lie.
Maybe once. I'll take a look. I'm not tripping. Like, I'm not just cranking my meat off to the homegirls' pictures. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to get on Pornhub. I'm going to go to XNXX.
I never knew what that was until you posted about it. The Rihanna lookalike thing.
That shit was funny.
What happened to your Twitter? When did that happen and why? Did it happen during the Nipsey Hussle thing?
Yeah.
The
next day, maybe.
What did you say?
I don't even know. Honestly, just arguing. Honestly, I'd be bored, bro, and I'd be having time. Niggas think they can just say about you whatever they want on the internet, and you ain't going to say shit back, or they think you're not even going to see it. They be trying to get your attention and shit. Like, nigga, I got time. I see everything. I'm going to respond back to your ass and say, and roast you, make you feel stupid for even saying something.
You're really good at roasting.
But yeah, but that'd be the thing, though. But then niggas be like, yo, bro, I'm sorry. I was just being stupid, or like, I was just playing and da-da-da. And I'm like, nigga, like, why even, like...
Bro, they kicked me off forever.
Me
like,
too.
Your story's funny.
Like, my shit's on, like, I was going off on somebody. I think it was, like, I was going off.
How bad were you going off?
It was, like, when 21 Savage, going off about immigration and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think somebody didn't like what I was saying. And they went and found, like, an old-ass tweet where I quoted Thug, where I was like, bitch, I'll kill you, when he had said that shit to Drinka. And then they kicked me off of that shit, bro. Lifetime, like, so I just been on my, like, we had a clothing one. So I just been on that bitch. It's called Narco Wave. Y'all follow that bitch because it's only, like, I don't know, like, 20 or some shit. Follow.
Bro, I literally have to make a new one.
Do you know what you that wrote? Did you say the N?
I've had the, no. I've had the same Twitter since,
really,
like, 2012.
Fuck. I know. I miss your Twitter. Twitter's not as fun without you on it. You're always, like, the funniest on my timeline.
I really appreciate that, though, for real.
Yo,
I try to do
it. They said Fang cuts his coat with glitter before he snorts it.
That's funny. Yeah. Do you?
I don't do coat.
That's a lie.
Yo, where's motherfucking, bro? Where my nigga?
Hey, everybody drop roast. Drop roast in the comments real quick.
I'm out before I get more roast.
Hey, nah, hey, y'all roast right now.
Hi, bro.
Good
Yo,
to see
also, hey, when we do the live streams, the homegirl that just got here, she works at Power 106 or at one of those radios.
Tight.
So I'm gonna have her come talk about radio shit.
Cool.
Shout out to the radio.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I just played my last show in LA for 4 months. So if you didn't come out to that,
because you're about to do.
Woo! If you guys didn't come out to that, then you fucking missed out.
I didn't come, I'm sorry.
The D Savage show was actually really fun, too.
That
thank
was
thank
actually,
you for coming. That was tight.
I'm not gonna lie, that
oh,
shit
yeah,
was
you told me to come. I forgot to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you forgot to come. I was going to play your songs.
Hey, y'all got some D Savage narco songs, right?
We got one song. Crib, We've done one song. We did one. It was me, him, and Man, or me, him, and Warhol.
Yo, you know what song is crazy? That song with you, Gleesh, Cue the Fool.
Oh, we shot the video to
and
that.
Who else is on that?
It's just me, Gleesh, and Cue the Fool.
Bro, that song
I
is
hear
crazy.
That song. We should play it next.
Yo, I got a song about to drop the video of me, Maddox, and Perry.
Oh, where? I need you to get Matt on that song for me, bro.
I got you. I
can't,
you. I
like...
I'll be forgetting.
I know, bro.
Just like next time he around, you just got to remind me. I got you.
Honestly, I don't even want to be thirsty,
yo, hey,
bro.
Maddox. I need you to, you know.
And it's on y'all gang. Beat. It's on y'all beat. That's why. That's the only good reason.
You gang.
Bro, you know what? Like
I gang, bro. You know, I already know, bro. No, no. You already know. Head honcho around this.
Hey. That's my nigga, man. Shout out to Matt, though. Shout out to, bro. We do these, like, streetwear vlogs or whatever, where I go out to do, like, I go to, like, Supreme, or I go, like, wherever they do, like, a little drop or whatever. We just did one, and the first nigga I seen in line was wearing a fucking Filthy shirt, working on Dying shirt. First nigga in line, I'm like, damn.
Shout out 50 and
honestly,
Oogie.
Honestly, legends. Man. Shout out Forza. Shout out
that's
fucking
crazy.
Lucy,
someone
man.
Just asked me, like, do you know Oogie, man? Can I buy some beats?
That's crazy. Someone just said it to you right now.
Literally right now, right before you guys.
But I don't think them niggas, they got Mad Ox songs. They got songs with Drake, nigga.
They got songs with fucking Uzi. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think you got to be really in your bag to get that Oogie Man beat. I feel right now. Shout out Brandon Finessin. Shout out all them niggas, bro. Shout out everybody, man. Shout out all my Narco Wave niggas. Narco phone tape coming soon.
Narco cam girl tape.
Yo.
No, I'm gonna start making music again.
Narco cam girl.
Narco cam girl tape. And just get her cam girl a whole bunch of goons in the trap house.
Can we please?
On the fucking
produce me.
On the pool
make,
table.
Make me your artist.
Yo, hey, y'all don't understand how legendary this nigga house is, bro.
I need to pull up.
I just be there smoking a blunt. Oh, Warhol's here. Oh, fucking this popular ass producer is here. This nigga's here, like, just randomly. You might get a collab just to just buy fucking
just
being
be
there.
Every day. Like every day it'd be somebody.
Why are we zoomed in on me?
Oh wow.
Because sometimes
I
you
do look cute.
Hey, your fit is popping right now.
Really? I'm wearing fucking sweatpants. Shout out 24 Karats.
Yeah,
this is
the
party that I just played.
Shout out Fresh Jive.
Shout out to my Japan peoples.
Shout out Fresh Jive, my nigga. Shout out fucking Rick. Shout out my nigga Mike.
If you guys are in Texas, come to my show. I'll be in Houston next Friday, San Antonio next Sunday, and that's what I have for now. May 11th, I'll be in Vegas. Houseful may or may not be coming.
I'm coming 1,000%.
Shout out to my forehead.
Miles. And I got a lot of shit popping off. New music on the way. Tour coming.
There we go.
I'll be in Asia again. Follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is @camgirl. Twitter is camgirlx. Follow me on YouTube. I drop weekly videos. Hopefully getting to like 2 or 3 videos a week soon.
You've been going crazy.
Yeah. Hey, are we wrapping up?
Yes, we're wrapping up. Shout out to you guys' socials.
Hey, listen, y'all go follow Drofe or NarcoWave on Twitter or Drofe, Drofe. And shout out Corpus Christi. Shout out Kingsville, Texas. Shout out Austin, Texas. Shout out Mission, Texas. The Rio Grande Valley, FAR, San Juan, PSJA, West Laco, Brownsville, Edinburgh, all of that.
Damn,
shout out the Narco Gang, the whole wave. Shout out everybody who come to my crib. Shout out Cam Girl and House Phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to Yuri.
Fuck Yuri.
We bully Yuri. We bully Harmonious so bad about his t-shirt that he had to put a hoodie on because he was embarrassed of the t-shirt.
Tell them where they can follow you.
I don't have a Twitter as of right now. I'm about to make another one literally tonight. Facts. And it's going to be at like Big Phone or like House Phone something. Honestly, I'm not going to use it as much as like to be funny and just be like whatever.
No, use it. It's hilarious.
I mean, I am, but like,
you need to go viral like 2 or 3 times. You'll get it back up.
That's facts, huh?
But now I feel good because I beat you on both
God
social medias.
It.
Everyone follow
hey,
me because I have more followers.
I beat
damn,
your grandpa
we were beefing. Me and Cam Girl were beefing because we were like fucking trying to get more followers. I have more followers on Twitter. But it's all right. I'm coming back. Should I post some of my old good moments?
Yeah, fuck
like
it.
Like some highlights?
I'll retweet on No Jumper. Fuck it.
You know?
You can follow him on Instagram at Lil House Phone and go listen to his music. Voicemails 2, Voicemails 3 on the way.
Oh, I got a lot of shit on the way. Shout out Blasi. Me and Blasi's merch coming fucking soon. We're about to finalize that tomorrow.
Shout out Blasi.
What?
Shout out Narco Wave.
Shout out,
hey, y'all follow Narco Wave the
clothing.
Her clothing brand. It be really selling out, so you have to like watch it.
Oh God,
and it's not cheap, so don't come over here asking for no like the shit be 200. So
speaking of watching shit, if you follow me and you fucking me on Instagram, please turn my post notifications on, because niggas be like asking me when I'm gonna do this, when I'm gonna do that. I'm like, bro, it's right on my page. Like, oh, I didn't see it. And they go look. And I'm like,
well, just like how you were with me in Albuquerque when I was posting about it for like 3 months straight.
I did not see you post about it at all until the week.
That was actually the best set of my entire life. Shout out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Like, that was honestly amazing. I played all
shout
types
out to
of
Juju
music.
And Tweelix, the two homegirls from
yeah, they're so nice.
They're fucking really nice. Shout out
oh,
to them.
Also, if you live in San Antonio, I'm gonna do a meetup on Saturday, 4/13. We're gonna ride the fucking mechanical bulls.
That's fire.
We might eat some Mexican food. I don't know. It might be crazy.
You have to.
Follow me on Instagram.
Yo, shout out to Falcons, my nigga. I'm going to some rave.
Shut up. You're going to Ubi Boobie?
Yep.
One of my fans on Twitter was like, hey, Falcons, you should bring out House Phone
I'm
to
going
this.
With them. Let's go.
That's crazy.
Shout out
I'm
FKF
down.
First, real quick.
Oh, I
too.
Can't go.
Me and FKF birthday. First working on my a birthday. Project called.
Oh, wait. When's your birthday?
In Love with the Drink. So y'all make sure and check that out. 4/28.
I'm going on a cruise with my friends.
Ooh, cruise.
Wow,
life.
You told me about this, but then I didn't know y'all were actually going.
Bro, I've been man. Trying to get niggas to go with me to Cabo. I've told everyone Let's I will go. Rent the big ass house, and everyone just has
Yo.
To get there,
go.
And no one wants to fucking go.
I mean, I'm down. I hit up some clubs already, and I want
to
DJ out there.
To go to Narcos in Paris.
Bro.
I got my passport.
I want to go to Narcos in Paris.
I want
to. Everyone is welcome to come. I'm getting a big ass place.
I got B&B.
We're
niggas
going.
Are welcome to come.
We're going.
I got B&B money. I got my own passport. Come Let's on. Go.
Hey, well, if not, you could borrow my passport.
I'll go borrow
you
and say
I get down. You know, I hold it down for the gang.
That's some good.
Thank you for tuning in. We're taking donations. Shout out everybody watching. We're going to be here next week. Love you.
Gang.